What is a Gurukulam, its main characteristics, in short, in your understanding of the subject matter? Welcome to a question that I have been asked for some research project. And there was a questionnaire I was sent to, and I thought I'd answer by video. I'm more used to speaking than to writing, and so I thought I'd answer these questions, and maybe they are also interesting for other people. The introductory questions were, "Dear friend, thank you so much for offering your time and helping me with this project by sharing your answers with me. As you know it by heart, there's no such a thing here as a bad, right, appropriate, wrong, yellow or green answer." Okay, so the subject is Gurukula. What is a Gurukula? First of all, from a Sanskrit point of view, Guru means teacher, and Kula means family or house or family tradition. A Gurukula is a tradition of a guru, and a Gurukula is also a school. In ancient India, the students went to the teacher, a little bit like in medieval Europe. When students wanted to get a better education, they had to leave their home and go to, for example, to a monastery, or later they went to a university like in Paris or in Heidelberg, in Prague, and so on. So in the same way, in ancient India, when the students were 8 to 12 years old and they wanted to learn more, they went to a teacher, to a guru. And this is the Gurukula. And in today, in India, we have this traditional Gurukula. There are Sanskrit schools which function like a Gurukula, where the students go to the into a Sanskrit school where they learn the Vedas, they learn the yajnas, they learn the recitations, and they also learn some modern things like mathematics and literature and so on. So a Gurukula on one hand side is a school, a boarding school, where the students live with a teacher or their teachers. In another sense today, a Gurukula is an ashram, where there are the teachers and the students go into the ashram to learn with the teacher. So, for example, at Yoga Vidya, we have ashrams, and you can also take professional training courses, like yoga teachers training course, meditation teachers training course, yoga physiotherapy course, yoga therapy course, and massage therapist course, and so on. So, in the Gurukula, students come, students learn in the Gurukula, and they learn some professional training, and they practice spiritual practices at the same time. They do asanas, pranayama, meditation, some rituals like arati, there are kirtan, chanting, and also they learn their subject. They're in a sattvic environment, a pure environment. They eat pure vegetarian food, and they benefit from the atmosphere of an ashram. So in that way, it's also a Gurukula. The second, so that is what is a Gurukula. Next question will come in the next video.